The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
This is exciting, and this is a real treat for all of us because Katie found her teenage diary. Where'd you find it?
Tweenage.
Yeah. What years are we talking here?
Seventh and eighth grade. Yeah.
The worst years. Where was it discovered?
My parents are redoing their garage.
Okay.
And so there's a bunch of boxes up there of my old things, and they found it in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And you've been going through it.
And let me tell you. Poor baby Katie.
Come on. You know, maybe we should almost set this up as a series because this isn't enough time to go through all of it.
I got to tell you, I only had a couple entries before I quit.
Well, that doesn't sound like you.
Right. Exactly. The amount of boys I liked that did not like me back.
Wow.
That is, we wouldn't even need to do a series because it's just the same story, different names.
Okay. That's a big, thick book.
Well, yeah, but I only have like 15 pages.
I know. Did your mom get that for you thinking like, well, at least she'll work on her penmanship or something like that?
I couldn't tell you where this book ever came
from.
You
don't think this was your idea? I want to keep a diary. You saw
no,
it on Full
I'm
House.
No, I'm certain
or...
that I came upon a book with empty pages, and it's actually a calendar.
Okay.
Okay,
DIY just, from the beginning.
Right.
That was you.
So I'm just going to give you a couple of the highlights.
All right. Hold on. I feel like you need some sort of music for this.
Today.
Yeah.
I told my friends that I like Micah.
Micah.
Micah Turner.
Okay.
And they told him and he said he would not go out with me.
Oh.
I am so sad that I found out that he dislikes me. Or doesn't like me. But I also found out that he's kind of poor. But I still like him. Never an elitist.
Wow.
Yeah, found out he was poor. Didn't bother me.
Okay. How poor do we think Micah was? And how'd you find out?
That I don't know.
Mystery.
We're going to hear more about Micah later. So just understand we're going to have a call back to him.
All right.
Here's another entry.
Oh, boy.
Today's not the best day. I got my report card and got 2 D's and a C and a B, so I can't play volleyball anymore. If I had D's, I wasn't allowed to have to do anything, which really sucks. But then when I thought Tony liked me, he told my friends he hates me, but he, like, gives me hugs and stuff. I don't get it. And then in quotes, I just wrote, men.
Men. A little Woody Allen humor there,
right.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, what's the deal? You can see a budding comedian there.
Okay.
Little observational humor.
This one, everybody's going to really like. Okay.
We're reading Katie's diary, by the way, from her teen years.
No, my tween years.
Tween years.
Today I realized I'm not dumb and math isn't all that hard.
Wow.
This would not be a feeling that lasted long.
Right. Of course not.
But I'm really sad because I found out Micah is in jail.
What?
And I might never see him again. I don't know why he had to rob that house. But I still miss him so much, and I really like him. And then there is a heart drawn that is broken in two. One says my initials, and one says his initials.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Cut the music.
Okay.
Micah,
yeah.
Unless you had a crush on a grown man named Micah, a 12 or 13-year-old boy robbed a house?
Yes.
He really was poor.
Damn it, don't say that.
Well, rich people aren't robbing houses very often.
Holy
cow.
And then now I did see him again.
Was it like a visitation?
No, he came back with an ankle monitor.
Now, what?
Yeah.
You really did go for the bad boys.
I didn't, which is so funny because as an adult, couldn't be further from the truth.
I mean, listen, I think we should pause it here.
Okay.
And I think maybe like comb through, you said you only did about 15 days worth of diary.
Well, I mean, maybe more, but.
All right. Okay. But I'm on the hook.
Okay.
Because do we find out in the diary what happens when Micah comes home?
Well, I just told you.
That was it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but then, so then he disappeared again, and I never saw him again.
Well, I guess he lost his trial.
I mean, I guess I could have Facebooked him.
I think we got to do that.
I just hope he's alive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.